This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Oh man, rest in peace, Larry Tesler. Passed away at the age of 74. He was a computer scientist who invented cut, copy, and paste. So, because of him, your workday is potentially easier thanks to his revolutionary ideas.
Totally.
Thank you, Larry. Ryan texted in saying, do you mean to say he paced away? Yes, Ryan, and this was out of our control. You were saying you know who might be playing at his funeral?
Mm-hmm.
Which band?
Adele.
Are you sure it's not an alt band?
Oh, come on.
Okay, so anyway, Ryder and I are very upset about this because we use cut, copy, and paste often with our jobs. I mean, we use computer screens, so every day.
Mm-hmm.
So we both wrote some very touching tributes in honor of Larry Tesler, the inventor of cut, copy, and paste.
Such as this that I wrote. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, Larry.
No.
What?
That's a Wayne Gretzky quote.
Okay.
You copy and pasted that.
Well, you wrote something down?
Yeah, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
That's from Forrest Gump. You copy and pasted that?
No.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's was something I wrote for...
From the Bible?
Larry.
Mm. All right, Larry. Life is what happens to us while we're busy making other plans.
Okay, I've seen that copy and pasted on people's houses. They have that like written on their walls.
Mm-mm.
That's garbage.
No.
If you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best, Larry.
I don't know who wrote that, but it wasn't you. I've heard it before, copy and pasted. Anyway, rest in peace, Larry Tesler. Thank you for the cut, copy and paste.
Some changes coming to Roll Up the Rim to Win. Before you lose it, you got to hear them out as to why they're making these changes. So
nobody likes change.
I know, that's the thing. This is going to anger a lot of especially older Canadians, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like my parents. Who are like, roll up the rim. Awesome. Know how it works every year.
Yeah,
do the same thing every year.
Here's a toonie. Give me my paper cup.
For the first 2 weeks, starting March 11th, it's going to be pretty normal. They still are going to dish out the roll-up cups. And then for the final 2 weeks, because it runs a little under a month, it's going to be digital. So you'll actually get a number that you can log on to with the app, and you get to spin a wheel or something and see if you win a prize that way. Via online. And the main reason is just the environmental waste of the paper cups. Like, if you were going into Tim Hortons to have a coffee and like chill out, they'd give you your coffee in the glass, like a normal coffee cup, and also give you a paper cup because people wanted to roll up the rim too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're literally wasting so much energy, so much paper. I know a lot of those things are recycled, but most Tim Hortons cups end up in a garbage or on the side of the road. So I just think it's great that they're actually making this move. And it's a, you know, slow introduction into, yeah, you're going to have to do this digitally if you want to win one of the prizes, by giving people the first 2 weeks still to kind of get established.
And they want you to be using a reusable cup.
That's right. So anybody who brings in a reusable cup that they fill will get 3 digital rolls for the duration of the contest as well. So they're really promoting reusable cups.
Okay,
as well.
There you go. And it is our responsibility to teach our grandparents how to work the app.
You know what? It gives you a good reason to talk to them too. Reach out. Have that connection. Hey, Grandpa, I know you love Roll Up the Rim to Win. Let me get you set up on the app. This is all you have to do. You know what I mean?
They just need you to, just show them real quick.
And maybe, then you'll have to show them again.
I show them again.
And then maybe
Bless.
Again.
Take my money. Well, I'm in need.
Get into it.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes we take things too lightly. We just skim the surface. I want to dive in to your deepest thoughts that you've been having lately. And this text, for example, I think is fantastic. From Eric, do the final 5 seconds of the microwave really count?
Yes. Why wouldn't they?
Please don't make it like that simple.
Sorry.
Like, he's thinking about it.
Okay.
Let him have it. Do we all see the same colors? This text from Anonymous. Is my red the same red as any other person's red? Or does my red look like their blue? All right, we'll put it on the list.
And texted in saying, when I go for walks, I imagine all the hundreds Maybe thousands of people who have stepped in the exact same place I'm walking. Whoa. And I imagine what their lives are like. I make stuff up to make it interesting.
Cool.
That's a deep thought.
Nice work, nice Aaron. Learning.
Yeah.
What do you got for us, Shane?
When there's an earthquake, all coffins become maracas.
All coffins become what?
Maracas.
Oh, yeah, true.
It's terrible, but it's true.
Wow, that is interesting deep thought. Thinking you were into. Let me guess, you were driving.
I was.
I always come up with my deepest thoughts while driving.
And also sometimes the most disturbing.
Yeah, like someday a person will be born and they'll be the last person ever in our existence and have no idea.
Yeah.
See?
Wow, that's dark.
No, it doesn't have to be.
I'm over here and my deepest thought right now is like, whoa, giraffes. They exist. So a couple in Quebec found a live frog inside a whole green pepper. And of course, it's blending in, so good for them.
I mean, if I was that frog, I'd be pretty upset. I'd be like, I found a wonderful home here.
And it's my favorite color.
Can you please just leave me alone?
So they placed the frog and the pepper in a container and they reported it. How did it get there? Theories include that there was a hidden hole in the pepper and the frog crawled through the crack.
Okay.
And it resealed itself because it's a pepper. What have you found in your food? Courtney wrote in saying she bought a block of cheese and when she opened it, there was a piece of black pipe that was right through it. She made the news and everything.
Like what?
It's upsetting. I love cheese.
How about you?
I made my friend this really beautiful dinner, but I used bag salad. And when I was serving the Caesar salad, my friend found like a full cockroach on her plate.
Did she eat it?
Are you sure that it just wasn't in your cupboard?
I'm sure.
Okay.
So do you still eat bagged salad?
I have not, and I will never again.
I can't really blame you. I think that's where like romaine goes to die. You know what I mean?
Well, you do wonder how they keep it fresh for so long. Like, what are they spraying on that?
And it's not that fresh. You open most bags and you're like, oh, cool. It's a yellow color. You're like, never had a yellow salad.
Nice home for a cockroach.
Cool. I don't have a lot of time, so.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry for wasting your time. You called us.
Yeah.
No.
You did.
I meant, like, to make a homemade salad.
Oh! You're chirping us for talking about it. Thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. We got so defensive.
So the weirdest thing, it was my wife, but she actually, we went to a donair spot.
Okay.
And she actually got a bolt in her donair, which chipped her tooth.
Did you get like a free donair out of it or something?
Fries with them? Donair sauce?
No, he actually kind of got quite upset and decided it was like, we planted it there and we put it there. And yeah, so we just never went back there again.
I bet you bolted out of there pretty quick too, hey?
Yeah, pretty much.
Thanks for the comment. Uh-huh. Appreciate it.
Jasmine wrote in saying, I was eating a peach when I was younger. I went to take another bite. And as soon as I bit off the piece, a live beetle popped out. I haven't had a peach since. Kelsey wrote in kind of saying the same thing. She was eating an orange. She opened it. It was moving. It had maggots in it. Hasn't touched an orange since.
You were living with your brother when he found something. What happened?
I came home and he's like, guess what I found? And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, well, I was going to make a can of soup, a tomato soup. And I said, oh, okay. And he's like, there's a fingernail in my soup. I'm like, yeah, right. So he comes and shows me this little piece of fingernail. And I'm like, ew. I'm like, what are you going to do? And he's like, I'm going to send an email and we'll see what happens. They replied to him, but then they sent him a letter in the mail. They gave him a check for $10, but he never cashed it.
$10
yeah,
check.
Yeah, he could go and get like, what, 8 cans of soup with
that? Yeah, that's true.
It's not even a can enough for a case of soup.
Not enough for a case.
That's so good. Thanks, Natasha. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
More of Ryder and Lisa coming up. Play 107.
I had a story that wasn't big enough to make trending this hour, our feature segment. But I thought it was pretty interesting. So a herd of bison managed to knock a livestock trailer door loose while the owner of the trailer, and I guess the buffalo, was in the truck stop. This is in Hythe, Alberta, near Grand Prairie.
Sure.
H-Y-T-H-E. I'm not 100% sure how to pronounce that. Anyway, I feel like these buffalo deserve freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Think of how much fun they're having right now, frolicking in the bush. They're just like, we did it. We got out. Like, who knows where they were headed?
Right.
Maybe the slaughterhouse, you know?
Right. So now they're just living their best lives.
Exactly.
Do you want to hear my bison joke?
Okay.
Well, it's a buffalo joke. Same thing, right? Same, same.
Sure.
What animal is always the designated driver? The water buffalo.
No,
that's
don't
funny.
Like, I don't
that's
like
funny,
it.
Funny because
no.
It's only drinking water.
This story, though, pretty wild. Apparently, the bison split into two groups.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the buffalo, they went one way. Mm. The other buffalo went the other. And actually, like, one dad went
here we
north.
Go. Here we go.
And then his kid went south.
You're going to try and one-up my buffalo joke.
And do you know what he said to him as they were departing from each other?
What?
Bison. It's time for an interfriendchen, Lisa. Something I have to bring up. A few of your friends have brought it to my attention, and I think the best place to do that is here on the show.
Is it?
It's the way you talk to my dog.
What do you mean?
Well,
I just say like, hey, puppy.
No, it's not like that.
Did you miss me?
You do this weird rising inflection thing where it's like, hi, hi, puppy.
Everybody does that.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
What's wrong with that?
No, it's just you, your friends.
Who?
Two of them.
I think it's just you.
It's not. Do you want me to first name them?
Yeah.
Rebecca and Megan have both said, what's with the way Lisa talks to the dog? How do you handle that? And
when was this? Like, where was I?
Like last weekend, a weekend before, I think you were in the bathroom and you like were talking to the dog through the door because you could hear him outside.
I feel like everybody does this though.
And my daughter has started doing it, and that's why I thought it was time to bring it up.
Awesome.
Because I don't know if she needs that in her life.
Everybody has a dog voice.
Okay, but I've recorded you.
No.
Yesterday, knowing that the dog would be kicking around while you were chilling in the living room. And this is over the span of about 15 minutes. I got all these audio drops. It's only 10 seconds, so please don't shut off the radio. But I need to show proof of this happening. The way Lisa talks to my dog.
Who's a baby? Who's a good boy? Cuddles. You to eat it? Are you to bed? Hi, little baby.
Okay, first of all, this isn't fair because I should have known there was no consent about this audio.
Nobody's just an amazing singer. They have to work at it. You need
to take lessons?
Dog talking lessons, yeah.
07.
Sorry, I'm a little out of breath.
I just got the best video of Ryder dancing to that song.
Check it out. Play 107YEG on Instagram.
I'm going to put it on the story right now. That was so good.
I'm gassed. All right.
That's so good.
There's a new themed restaurant coming to San Francisco.
Yeah, you've seen this before. Like New York has done the pop-up shop, which is the replica of the coffee shop from Friends.
Central Perk.
Correct. But no, they want to make like a full-time restaurant that is Friends themed in San Francisco. So even themed food and drinks, trivia, charades, costume contests, and every single day, all day, they play episodes on the big screen the entire time.
Okay, here's the thing.
No, this is a good thing. Don't ruin this for people that love the show.
I like the show. I love the show, even. I'd go as far to say as I love the show.
Who's your favorite character?
Well, Rachel.
No, that's... But, like, actually, though.
Yeah, Rachel.
Okay.
Anyway, the thing is that you would go with someone and every group of people would have the one friend who's a little too into the show.
The one who's too into the show. Do you know that all their episodes start like that? The one where Ross.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So this would be the one who's too into the show. And it'd be like, Central Perk actually has blue coffee cups, not turquoise.
No, that's
yes.
Fun. I do agree with you. There's always somebody at a trivia night that knows a bit too much, but you want them on your team. You want them on your team.
You don't want to go for lunch with them at the Friends-themed restaurant, though. It would be the waitress would come up, ask anybody if they want anything to drink. They'd be like,
where's Gunther?
Yeah, where's Gunther? You serve here? Okay, if you're such a big Friends fan, what's Chandler's blood type? Okay.
I am
pumped
about
this. Get me the hell out of here.
No.
I'm going next door to the Burger King. Come and get me when you're done.
So just curious, if you're listening right now, if there could be a themed restaurant of your choice, what would it be?
Hooters.
Not that already exists.
Oh, we're thinking of ones that don't exist. I just really like their wings. All right. These texts are awesome about things you've bought online when you're drunk. Could be really expensive. Could be just super dumb. This text says, I bought a swimming pool, like one of those stand above the ground swimming pools. After drinking a lot, I live in an apartment.
Awesome. Carol texted in. She's always so funny. Thank you for contributing every day. She said, the stupid thing that I bought after drinking at the club was a paper towel holder that had a bottle in the middle so you could put your cleaner in it. Also, the second thing I bought was a Toby steamer, and I never steam my clothes. Nathan says a $300 chess set. We got this first-time texter saying a 2,000-watt Bluetooth speaker. Workout DVDs. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's just an interesting time to be alone with technology, right? You can get yourself into some trouble.
Well, my sister got... This is like a sponsored post that actually benefited. Usually you see those and you buy it and you're like, this was a waste of my time and money. But my sister had something pop up on her Instagram, and it's a little device that you stick to the back of your neck, like on your spine.
Yeah, I've seen these.
Yeah, and it beeps on your phone when you're starting to hunch over.
So it's just a posture corrector.
Yep, and it'll beep at her.
I actually have a posture corrector myself that I bought while drinking
online when I do,
but mine is
not
just
a
like
device, though.
A shoulder strap unit that kind of looks like a gun holster, so I feel really badass walking around. I feel like I should be in Bad Boys for Life.
Right, yes. No, it looks like you're wearing a backpack, but on the back there's nothing there.
Right.
It's just pushing your shoulders
more
back.
Like a gun holster.
Okay,
like,
I'd say a backpack.
I'd say gun.
It's fine.
Gun holder. The dumb thing that I just got notified that I bought the end of January while drinking one night was a men's one-piece pajama suit that's like kind of like a onesie, but it's short sleeve with shorts.
Ooh. Oh, I mean.
Yeah, it's like a romper for a dude. What do you call
those? There's a word for that.
Jumper?
No, there's a word. A man. I don't know.
A momper?
Yes, no.
I don't know.
This text here, drunken purchases online. My fiance's brother got hammered and purchased a $500 UFC fighting belt and then broke his wrist fighting his roommate. They're in their 30s.
Yeah, I want to hang out with those guys for sure.
A romfin, someone wrote in.
They'd be scared of me, though, when I came over with my gun holster.
Oh, no, it's a backpack. I got my
eyes on... Ryder and Lisa, play 107.